the Great Hall of Dinosaurs, which is one of New Haven's most popular museum exhibits, is a kind of time warp. The museum was originally opened in 1925. The Great Hall was largely configured in the 5 or 10 years following that, and the huge sauropod was mounted in the early 1930s. So these magnificent skeletons are treated in the way that we understood them at that time, and we need to modernize the exhibit so that it looks as we would interpret these dinosaurs now.
So over the years, you've had a lot more research, and you understand a little bit better how these dinosaurs looked and how they moved. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. I mean, for example, the giant sauropod, the animal known as Brontosaurus or Apatosaurus, is depicted in a very static way with the tail touching the ground, and in the Great Zahlinger mural behind, it's depicted in water because the notion at that time was it perhaps couldn't even hold up its weight. But we now know this was a very active animal that lived in groups and could move much like, I guess, a modern elephant. So we would take the tail off the ground. We would pose the thing in a very active way, as it were, guarding its nest of eggs. And we would, I mean, the other important thing we need to do is to remount the skeletons. We need to disassemble and conserve the material, remove some of the plaster, which was used to fill in gaps back in the 1930s. Nowadays, we'd like to distinguish what is very largely real bone material from what has been restored. And we need to correct some aspects of the skeleton. And then finally, I suppose the visitor notices that the whole dinosaur, and indeed many of the others in the Great Hall, are supported by this very intrusive metal scaffolding. And nowadays, we can use very much less obvious strong structural materials, which allow the skeleton to dominate rather than the structure that holds it up.
Derek, also in the Great Hall is this huge mural called The Age of Reptiles.
Right.
Will the mural go away?
Oh, absolutely not. No, the mural is an iconic part of Yale's history and the history of our knowledge of dinosaurs. So we would very much retain that, I mean, not least because it's painted on the wall. So our ambition is to put a balcony on the other side so the visitor will be able to see the mural essentially at eye level and look down at the new mounted skeletons of the dinosaurs.
Derek Briggs, will there be more dinosaurs for visitors to see once renovations are complete?
Yes, we're in the business of acquiring a mosasaur, a giant marine reptile. But the main thing that will happen in terms of additional specimens will be, if you like, around the margins of the display. So we'll put some 1,000 new specimens from the Peabody's collections out on display, which aren't on view to the public now.
And finally, Derek, where will this $30 million come from?
We're looking at essentially for donors who are interested in doing what would be, I guess, the last great dinosaur hall in North America that hasn't been refurbished. I mean, the majority of the others, you can think about the American Museum of Natural History, the Smithsonian, which is just about to embark on a new renovation. The Peabody is a kind of museum of the history of dinosaurs, in a sense. It's very static and out of date, so we want to get ours up there with these other great museums around the country.
And it's got to be an exciting time for you and your staff.
It certainly is. The planning is amazing. We're having meetings every week to determine what goes into which cases and how the storyline will look. And we're extremely excited about doing this. But yes, we need some major donations to make this happen.
Derek Briggs, thanks so much.
My pleasure.